from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rodden.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Sook. I'm Rop. Big Sook's right over there.
Knee deep in this big Eagles-Patriots game.
Yeah, we've got 3-3.
3-3, baby.
That was predictable. Nearing halftime. How's Drake May doing?
5-7.
Kicker!
47 yards. Big screen pass.
We are having quite a show here today, as far as you know.
Yeah.
Coming up, who is the best college football player in the country?
Ooh. That's a good little question, because that's different than who's the best pro prospect.
And this Notre Dame swim team story.
That's phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah. When's the last time an entire team, like... If you didn't know, Notre Dame canceled for the year swimming.
Suspended.
There's no swimming.
Same thing.
It's gone. You know, I mean, the Duke thing happened, but that turned out to be a whole other thing. No, this is they.
They had a whole internal operation going on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I kind of enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
I like the ingenuity.
You enjoyed what?
What do you mean? Like.
You enjoyed what?
I thought what they did was fantastic.
Oh, you enjoyed what they did?
Creating a little market for themselves, you
know?
It
was great.
A little friendly competition.
Yeah, it wasn't against anyone else. They were just gambling with each other.
Personal bests and
there was no difference between this and gambling with your buddies when you play golf against each other.
Yeah, fantasy football. My team's better than yours. All right, prove it. Let's see. $20.
Yeah.
All right, we also have the final installment of our Thursday Fartabouts.
No, it is not better than this.
That will include Ray Gun News and Hideki Matsuyama.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to corkscrew some golf in here. Coming up tonight in the club, we have Matthew Perry News. And what if your pilot is not certified to land the plane?
Like that Matthew Perry? Like the dead Matthew Perry?
That's the one. I saw this too.
Yeah. Have you seen the Matthew Perry News?
No.
Of the day?
Is he undead?
No, but they're starting to blame some people.
Oh, we got to blame someone. Wait, didn't he die of an OD? Oh, okay.
We're blaming some people.
He's alive.
All right. I see where we're going with this.
And we also have to talk about who will play John Madden in the new biopic.
Ah.
Did you see that?
There's a Madden biopic.
Yep.
Interesting.
Give you 20 guesses who's playing him and you won't get it.
You haven't seen it?
John Goodman.
Nope.
That would be the best idea.
That's your first guess out.
John Goodman would be amazing.
He'd be a perfect John Madden.
He kind of looks like
him. Yes.
Wrong.
And he's lost a bunch of weight.
Any other guesses?
Well, I guess it's got to be someone that can play young John Madden too, right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what goes into casting.
Madden needs a no offense to John Madden, but why do we need a pick on John Madden?
Because Madden was greatness.
Yeah, he was great. Interesting character.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Rode the bus.
You have any other guesses?
I'm just trying to think. It's got to be a big guy.
Frank Caliendo? No.
I'm just trying to think of
Dane Cook.
Of big, hefty actors, because he was an imposing figure. And I'm just...
I'm a man!
The
I'm
Rock. Sorry. I got it. The Rock.
Yes. Wrong.
Let's go. That guy wrong. From This Is Us. He's a big old white dude. He's playing Matt. Well, I guess we'll find out later.
Yeah, you're going to find out later.
Okay.
I'm going to hold that over you until the club.
All right.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics. Hot opinions.
Oh, jolly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com. Number 5.
Where to go? You can't make up your mind, can you?
Yeah, I can. Blazers. Their schedule has been released for the upcoming season. Operation Capture the Flag begins Wednesday, October 23rd at home against Steph Curry and the Warriors.
Get those cheating-ass Golden State Warriors. I don't know why they cheat, but...
I bet they do, though.
Yeah.
Really, the whole tore it all Gary Payton the second thing.
Exactly. Pathetic.
Just one national TV game. That'll be January 28th when Damian Lillard and the Bucks visit... 27 of the Blazers' first 29 games are against the West.
But potentially 3 more in NBA TV, although those are subject to move. But
those are blackout, though. Like, I don't think you get those. So they're, I mean...
But the rest of the country could too.
If the Blazers are on NBA TV, they're not on here, right?
So if you live in California and you're a Blazers fan, get excited.
Yeah.
Number 4.
We have a new coach for U.S. men's soccer. They are calling him the most accomplished ever.
Yes.
His name is Mauricio Pochettino.
Even though he didn't really win anything, he's helmed other big programs.
Yeah. He was most recently with Chelsea. My Chelsea.
The Chelsea Daggers.
River Rats.
They're the Blues.
Yeah. I was there.
Up for the Rats.
I was drinking at a bar across from their stadium when they had a game, and it was really fun.
So they're your team now?
Yeah, that's right. He also coached Tottenham.
They're the Spurs. I know that.
We have the FedEx St. Jude Classic. It's the first of the final 3 tournaments in the PGA Tour this year, a.k.a. the FedEx Cup. First prize wins a cool $25 million. That's U.S. dollars.
Can I say that's tasty?
It's a lot of money. Yeah. Chris Kirk leading the way after round 1 of the first tournament. He is 6 under. And nobody great up there except for Hideki Matsuyama, who is 5 under.
Kirk did.
So Matsuyama doesn't have his agent or his caddy there because they all got robbed.
Yeah.
And they took the other two guys' passports. So neither one of them could get in.
And they took Decky's wallet.
Yeah. Doesn't seem a little weird, though, that like you get your passport stolen in a... our entire world exists on our phone. But if your little slippery piece of paper gets stolen, you can't leave or enter a country?
Why haven't they made passport for phone yet?
It makes no sense.
Have they made that and we're just missing it?
No, you have to have your physical passport.
That needs to be on.
We have biometrics now. Like,
how soon till we're all barcoded and microchipped?
It seems like in a modern world, the passport is the most outdated thing that we still use.
You still have to carry it around. Like, what is this? What do you want from me?
It's so
I have to carry this?
I have no idea.
Like my phone. What else do we have for you? Ohio State opens its season August 31st against Akron. As expected, their QB1 will be Kansas State transfer Will Howard. It was announced today. 6'4", 235.
It is another thing that's dumb and antiquated is that, like, Oregon and Ohio State, these teams open against the likes of Akron and Idaho.
Number 2.
Yeah, it's not that exciting, is it? Devin Brown will be QB2. Major League Baseball toying with another pretty radical rules change. They're discussing the possibility of making starting pitchers go at least 6 innings. There would be 3 exceptions where a guy could be pulled if he got to 100 pitches, if he gave up 4 or more earned runs, or he was hurt. Now, if he's hurt, He would have to go on the IL.
I don't even... This whole thing just seems ludicrous. Like, you're just, like you're punishing teams for being creative, and, like, the Tampa Rays, the ones that kind of started this whole thing. It's
pretty stupid.
I hate this.
It's pretty stupid.
And by the way, like you said, it's just an idea, but hopefully it's an idea that doesn't get off the ground. And it's just a desperate attempt to try to manufacture more runs.
And we have a heavy blow to the Bills defense today. Linebacker Matt Milano suffered a torn bicep. He is out indefinitely.
Yeah, depending on, you know, if it was what part of the bicep was torn, there is a chance that he could be back in time for, like, December for the playoff push. And there could be a thing where he's out for the year, so you just kind of have to wait and see.
He didn't play much last year. He was hurt last year.
Yep. So he, unfortunately, is a guy that, when healthy, was really one of the better linebackers in football. But I got to see how old he is. But this may be one of those. He's 30 years old. You know, you're 30 years old and you start having injuries like that. It's tough.
And the Mariners managed just one hit. One effing hit. And they fall to the Tigers today, 2-1. That is a sweep at the hands of Detroit. The M's are suddenly three back of the idle Astros in the AL West. Houston gets the crappy-ass White Sox at home beginning tomorrow. Seattle, meanwhile, will head to Pittsburgh.
And by the way, we got Skeens versus Gilbert.
That's right. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. They're a big series, though, because you would assume that the Astros are going to sweep, and you're three back. You just can't afford to drop further back than this.
One team the Mariners would be battling in the wild card would be the Red Sox. Bottom of the sixth, they are in Baltimore, and the O's are up 4-1.
Someone pointed out today, they're like, well, firing the hitting coach didn't work. Going out and getting two bats didn't work. Activating Julio off the DL didn't work. Is it possible that this is just who the Mariners are? They just can't hit. Because it's...
Well, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. it's pretty obvious they can't hit.
There's a lot of like, what do we do? There may not be anything
well,
to do.
Well, they tried to make some trades.
They tried.
They just can't. They suck.
No.
They suck.
But that
Javi Baez, dude, come on.
That may be the most painful loss of the year. You're now three back. You got swept by the Tigers. You gave up one hit. You wasted an absolute gem of your starting pitcher. And the guy that gave up the home run hadn't given up a hit since July 4th, a hit. He hadn't given up a home run in God knows how long. He's the best closer in baseball. And you give that up, and you can't fault him. The guy's been phenomenal, but that's just... That is, if you're a Mariner fan, that is just soul crushing right there. And this coming from a Mets fan who lost today to the damn A's and the Hawk Tua girl throughout
our first such an effing loser.
Yeah, A's beat the Mets 7-6. Brewers over the Dodgers 6-4. And the Giants shut out the Braves behind Logan Webb 6-0. Pretty light schedule tonight. All right, that's your Hot 5. It's brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com. Who is the best player in college football? Next on The Fan. How about that?
The moment that came out of my mouth, I was like, well, my mama
told me. Yeah, it's going to come back to bite you.
I would have power bottomed the hell out of him.
But in such a glorious way.
Right in the butt.
Has anyone ever said that about a former president?
God.
I would have slept with George Bush at that moment.
Ooh, that's a good question. Which former president would you most want to sleep with?
I think I just told you.
Well, not want to.
Well, Kennedy was a handsome devil.
Have to. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest.
I mean, if you're forced to.
Yeah.
China!
I mean, look, he had Marilyn Monroe, right? He was doing something, right? He's a handsome man. The better question would be, like, for the club, would be worst. Because there's not, there's only a handful of good choices. There's a lot of bad choices.
Well,
although, you know.
I can't really.
Lincoln might have been interesting. You tall drink of water.
He came to mind for me. you know, I'd dance with Lincoln.
And I think he danced with you, to be honest with you. A lot of
Well, who wouldn't?
Well, I'm just saying, there's
rocking you on a Friday. Why did I say that?
Well, there's a lot of presidents that I can't picture, like their bodies, you know, their hot bodies. But I got to tell you,
like
there is one that comes to mind that's like, yeah, and he's recent.
Obama, huh? Disgusting.
He's a handsome fella.
He is a handsome fella.
All right, so I got a list here. You know I love my lists.
You do love your lists.
Actually, I find lists really stupid. But this time of year, all these sports people have to put them out. It's just, I don't know, it's just content, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, this list is particularly dumb to me because it's ranking the top 100 players in college football.
Okay.
And the reason I think that's dumb is because I think that's impossible. I think it's a little easier in the NFL,
yep,
where there's fewer teams.
Well, in college, too, there's a lot of... it's a lot of you're projecting out.
Well, it's varying competition.
Yes.
You know, like if you've got a really good player who plays at, I don't know, like Boise State or something... Is he really that good compared to the best players in college football, or is he just good compared to his competition?
Yeah.
So it's really hard to do this. And I'm looking through this list. This was done by ESPN. Looking through it, it's a lot of skill guys.
Yeah.
Like how many duck players do you think are in the top 100? It's 100 best college football players.
100 best college football. Well, I mean, so. There's not many guys in the defense that'll be on there. Like you said, it'll be mostly offensive guys. But Tez Johnson will be on there. Dylan Gabriel will be on there. They'll have at least one of the tackles will be on there. I don't know if Ferguson will be on there.
How many do you think?
I'm going to say there's five on the offensive side and maybe one or two of the new defensive additions.
So seven?
I'll go seven.
There are only three Oregon Ducks in the top 100.
I was going to say Gabriel.
Yes.
Tez.
Yes.
And Evan Stewart.
Wrong.
Oh, okay.
Wrong.
So no Stewart.
No Stewart. Gabriel is 17th.
Mm-hmm.
Tez is 18th.
Okay.
Which I thought was...
Lot of love for
Tez. Really high. For him this year.
Yeah.
And then number 70 is Jabbar Muhammad.
Oh, okay.
There you
the
go.
Corner.
The corner. I was going to say, they got a bunch of new defensive guys in there. And
But again, yeah. I mean, that's so...
And Muhammad was great at UW last year.
And yes, you're telling was. Me, and really, honestly, you're telling me that Oregon only has three of the top 100 players in the country.
Yeah, they're the number three team in the country.
They have more than that. It's just, it's hard to rank them. I mean, sure. They have Kobe Bryant, by the way, who's a stud corner at Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
He is awesome. They have him 77th.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, and again, there's going to be some people that are going to go, again, is it based on what you are going to do at the next level, what you did last year? Like
they're just saying it's based, their methodology is just college.
Okay.
They're not talking about pro potential. But, you know, it is, the one reason I bring this up is because it's kind of interesting to see, because in college, it's not like the NFL where we know all of the players. Like,
yes.
If I don't watch a lot of, I don't know, Tennessee football, mm-hmm. I wouldn't know that the best player in college football,
might
according
be,
to this list, is,
be their, yeah.
is James Pierce Jr., their defensive end.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's their edge rusher, and a lot of people do think that he is the best. Well, most of the lists that I've seen have him as the best player in the SEC, and if you're the best player in the SEC... You know, you're probably one of the, if not the best player. And you know what's funny is the two best, I haven't seen this list. So who'd you say put this together?
ESPN.
So Pierce will be one.
He is one.
Let me take a guess. Is Mason Graham number two? He's the defensive tackle out of Michigan.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Those are your top two players in the league, so, or in college football.
So again, not having seen this list. Isn't it funny that the two players that are listed, one and two, unless you are a bit of a college football nerd, I think there's probably 70% of our fan base right now that just went, who?
Exactly.
And yet those are the two best players. And are there two who are their top two receivers? Because I'm willing to guess that the two best receivers on this list, again, are going to be people that – A lot of people are going to be like, one, it'll be the kid out of Missouri, the Luther Burden.
He is fifth.
He's fifth. Or the other one will be T-Mac out of Arizona.
T-Mac?
Yeah. Whose first name is, confuses me. So we just go by T-Mac. McMillan. Yeah.
There he is. He's 13th.
13th. Okay. So was there another receiver or were those the top two receivers?
You're forgetting. Number three is Travis Hunter.
Oh, okay.
From Colorado.
Yeah, and he's more of a. You know.
Boy, I have never realized McMillan's first name. That is a doozy.
Yeah,
what is it?
It's
Tetairoa?
Yeah, it's weird. I've heard it pronounced a bunch of times and then I butcher it. And so everyone on the broadcast always he's just T-Mac. So I'm going with T-Mac. But like, that's kind of my whole point is that there a lot of these really top players. They're positions that you don't really hear a lot about or that you don't think much about, or there are two receivers, one's from Missouri and one's from Arizona.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring this up, is that it is actually interesting to look at the top of a list like this
mm-hmm.
and just see players that I'm not even that familiar with, but they're some of the best in college football. So James Pierce, keep an eye on him, defensive and for Tennessee.
Very, very good.
We know Mason Graham because of, you know, Michigan won the title, so you guys probably saw him.
He's the big kind of more bowling ball looking guy. I think 55, wears the big eye black and is unblockable. Washington fans have nightmares about him because he just blows up double teams. And Michigan has a really good corner. Like, Michigan lost a lot, but they got Graham and then their corner, Johnson. Again, is it bad that I always go by last names? Like the...
Oh, what's his nuts?
Well, I just, you know, so many times when you're watching, you just, you know, I go by the number and I go by the last name.
It's right there.
The nameplate. His last name's Johnson. They have a really good corner that a lot of the NFL lists have him as one of the two or three top corners in next year's draft. So even though Michigan loses a lot, Michigan has two elite defensive linemen, including some people think is the best D lineman in the country, and some people think that there's the best corner in the country in Will Johnson.
He's fourth. So Travis Hunter is the corner receiver for Colorado. He plays two-way player. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's a top five player in the in college football, I think they put him up there because...
Well, we all have to...
Well, because he plays two ways.
He plays two ways.
He goes both ways.
I'm intrigued by him, and I will be interested to see what the NFL thinks of him. I think he may be one of those guys where we just sit there and pound it into our head that he's great, and then the NFL comes around and goes, that he drops a bit. Who else is a...
Okay, so Will Johnson, cornerback, Michigan, number four. Mm-hmm. Number five is Luther Burden, the wide receiver from Missouri.
Very, very good.
Number six is an offensive lineman from LSU named Will Campbell.
Okay, I've seen him on the list. But again, it's not like I watch every snap of LSU football. But I see him because I watch a lot. I look at a lot of NFL draft projections.
Number seven is Carson Beck, the Georgia quarterback.
And that's another one that, like... The average fan, I think, views him as another kind of dismissive Georgia quarterback where people in the know say that kid's going to be really, really good.
Well, he threw for 4,000 yards last year.
Yeah. Just that he didn't have Heisman-like numbers, and it was very efficient. The kid can sling it, and he's got plenty of talent around, and he plays on the best team in the country.
And rounding out the top 10 would be Ollie Gordon, running back from Oklahoma State.
Yeah, you kind of forget that the best running back in the country is... he's at Oklahoma State, and he's the one that had the whole controversy. His was the DUI, and then his coach was like, I don't care.
Not going to punish him, then punish the whole team.
Yep. 1,700 yards and 21 tutties last year.
I can't believe, to be honest with you, he stayed at Oklahoma State. I mean, no offense to Oklahoma
There were
State,
rumors that he might transfer out.
I would have.
Because
he would have gotten...
Doak Walker Award winner? Like, yeah, you can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, he could have gotten some love somewhere else.
Or maybe he got them to back up the truck. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you have Kelvin Banks, the offensive lineman from Texas.
He's their center. He's very good.
Malachi Starks, the safety corner, from Georgia.
Safety, nickel, slot corner. He's, again, do everything corner for Georgia. Very, very good.
So those are the top 10 players in college football.
How many of those are household names?
Oh.
I don't know if there's...
One, Travis Hunter, but maybe only because of
Hunter Pac-12. And Beck.
Yeah, Carson
Hunter
Beck.
And Beck.
Yeah, I said... And then Gabriel, they have 16. I said he was... 17. He's 16, and Tez Johnson is 18.
Where is Perkins Jr. from LSU?
14th.
So if you want a guy to keep LSU's defense isn't very good, and Brian Kelly even talked about it. Like, even he knows the defense is like, watch that kid. And they keep moving around. No one really knows where to play him, like as an outside rusher. So they're moving him back to the inside, and then on third down, they're going to move him to the outside. He might be my favorite defensive player. That kid just is everywhere. And he's not the biggest guy in the world, but I remember watching him as a true freshman and just thinking, dude, that he's just doing different stuff on a football field. I love that guy.
All right, up next, Notre Dame swimming. Something you didn't think we'd talk about, did you?
I would tell you, if I woke up today and you said, we're going to do a segment on Notre Dame swimming, I would have assumed that there was a sexual scandal.
Yeah. That I was joking.
I would have just assumed that some coach got caught with his hand in a cookie jar, and that's the only reason we would talk about him. But it's swimming team.
No. Men's swimming is next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Side note, before we get back to Notre Dame swimming, well, not back to, before we get to.
Yeah, it's not like we're going to circle back to talk more Notre Dame swimming. I'm interested in the 100-meter butterfly.
Yeah, we're going to get to some Notre Dame swim talk. But somebody forwarded me the list of the top players in the NFL, because we were just talking about that in college.
Yeah, they put Tyreek Hill number one.
Not on this list.
Oh, the players voted recently, and it was a big yokes. They voted Tyreek Hill number one.
And Mahomes fourth.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, NFL players love athletic guys. It's universal.
All right, well, see, this is from CBS Sports. Mm-hmm. How many of the top 10 can you name? See, this is easier.
Oh, it's way easier.
You know, because, well, we all know why. So how many of the top 10 do you think you can hit?
Probably 10 out of 10 if you gave me, I don't know.
I mean,
15 guesses?
Yeah, exactly. I think you could get all 10.
Sure.
Hit it.
So 10. So we'll start. Number one is going to be Pat Mahomes.
Correct.
Let's go with Tyreek Hill.
He's fourth.
Myles Garrett will be there.
He's number two.
Trent Williams will be there.
He's number three.
I'm assuming Micah Parsons will be there.
Nine.
I'm assuming that Bosa will be there. The good Bosa, not the bad Bosa. Nick
tenth.
Bosa will be there.
He's 10th.
I'm guessing that Josh Allen. Well, that's going to be toughy. How many can you give me a hint? How many quarterbacks are there?
Let's see.
Because it'll be Allen or Lamar.
Let's see. Here now.
Lamar. I'll
There's
go Lamar.
One other quarterback.
Lamar. He's won two MVPs.
Oh.
No Lamar?
You had it. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
He's sixth.
Okay. Who else are we going to be on there? Christian McCaffrey should be on there.
Yep. He's eighth.
You're only missing two. Only missing two. What other Justin Jefferson?
He's number six.
Best receiver.
Or, I mean seven. Sorry.
Who am I missing? Edge rusher.
One guy. He's obvious. You've just missed him.
I've just missed
him. He's a stud. Absolute beast.
Oh God. Why am I missing? Give me a position.
Which side of the ball?
Yeah, he's defense.
Defense?
Yep. Absolute beast.
Who am I missing?
Top five guy. He's fifth on here. Come on. It's the one guy you haven't named.
I don't remember who we haven't named.
Well, that's
Fred
a problem.
Werner?
No.
Is he an edge rusher?
Yeah.
Who would edge? Max Crosby?
No.
I'm this is one of those when I'm just drawing a blank.
Yeah, you're just drawing a blank.
I'm just drawing a blank.
TJ Watt.
Ah, for hell's sakes.
Yeah.
Wait, you even had a poll the other day of the best edge rusher in the NFL, and who did I take?
TJ Watt.
Freaking TJ.
You idiot.
That's how weird that is. You did that like a week ago. You gave me the four best edge rushers in football and said you had to pick one, and I picked TJ Watt, and he's the one guy I couldn't come up with?
Well, you brain farted there. But you got him. You got most. I mean, that's so easy, right? Yes. Like the NFL, it's just, those are clearly the top. I mean, is there a guy that, I mean, you mentioned Crosby. He could probably make a case for top 10.
He's certainly, I mean, if you told me that you liked Max Crosby better than Bosa or you know, Micah Parsons or whatever, I wouldn't be shocked. It's the same thing receivers. If you told me that you liked Tyreek Hill more than Jones Jefferson, or you liked Cincinnati better than you liked, again, why can't I think of his name? Again, brain fart. The receiver in Cincinnati, for God's sake.
Chase.
Jamar Chase. If you like Jamar Chase better than Justin Jefferson. There's very few positions where it is, like Mahomes, there's no debate. McCaffrey, there's no debate. I think after that, there's probably a debate. You know, I think there's probably a clear cut for in a lot of people's minds, but you can't sit there and say that without question, the best offensive lineman is blank. You can't tell me that the best edge rusher is blank. You can't tell me that the best corner is blank. You can't. Not even tight end anymore. You certainly can't, because I think Kelsey has lost a step.
He's like 17th, 18th.
I'd make the argument the only two clear-cut, non-debatable positions are Christian McCaffrey is the best back in football, and that Kermit the Frog, son of a gun in Kansas City, is the best quarterback, period. End of story. After that, I will listen to arguments on every other position.
Okay, so corner. Is it not Sauce Gardner?
If you wanted to go Sauce, that would make sense. But some people think that Sauce is a little, that he had a little bit of a slump. But no.
Well, who would you say is the best corner outside of him?
The best corner, if you wanted to go off payment, Johnson in Chicago is really, really, really stinking good. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who else would be on there if it weren't going to be Sauce Gardner. I think
Johnson's 34th.
He's 34th. Where is
Sauce is 12th.
Where's Sertan in Denver?
They got him.
Where did he go?
25th.
They got him 25th. And then Ramsey certainly has taken a step back in Miami, right? So he's further down. So maybe it is. Maybe that is another one where there is a clear Sauce Gardner, the best corner
according to this list
in football.
And then you got McDuffie as the next guy up.
Yeah, so there's a pretty big gap.
30th.
All right. Well, then maybe I need to abridge my statement. Running back, quarterback, corner.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, the next quarterback on the list, 15, and then Lamar, 16.
Yeah.
All right.
I bet there's a pretty big gap between Fred Warner and the next inside linebacker, too.
Let's take a little...
Because inside linebackers aren't really, they're not really,
Warner 22nd.
They're not really,
well, they have Josh Allen from,
yeah, but he's edge.
Yeah. The Jags.
That's what I said. Inside linebacker, there's just not that they just don't get, they don't get talked about. But Fred Warner is a do everything, and he's a true inside linebacker. He doesn't play on the edge. Every other linebacker that you're going to see high on that list,
but he can get to the edge.
Fred Warner can do
anything.
He's
so good.
Fred is really special. He is
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, there you go.
He's 40th.
40th. So again, pretty sizable gap there.
Your boy Justin Hebert, 41st. Not bad.
Not too bad. Who do they have as the best tight end? Is it still Kelsey?
Kelsey.
Yeah.
18th.
18th.
And that's
Again, he had a big postseason just last year during the regular season. It was more.
Again,
guy's age.
The highest guy we haven't mentioned is Chris Jones, 14.
Oh, yeah.
Penei Sewell, 17.
Very, very good. So, again, there's another one. Like Lane Johnson, Penei Sewell. Trent Williams is the best tackle. But, again, if you want to take age and everything included, I'll listen to Lane Johnson's been beat up and different right tackle versus left tackle. But I'll listen to Penei Sewell. I mean, Wirfs just got paid as the best tackle in football. I mean, he just got bucks. So, that's...
you know...
There's a lot of really good players in the NFL.
There are, because you keep scrolling down this list going, whoa, what about him? Kyle Hamilton at 36?
Phenomenal.
Dude, he needs to be higher.
I'm assuming he's the highest safety in football.
Yes?
Very, very
good. He would have to be, good. I think.
No, Antoine Winfield is higher by four spots. That's crazy to
me. And then you got, what, Jesse Bates is probably in there. By the way, see Justin Simmons signed in Atlanta today?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so arguably, believe it or not, the Falcons went from...
Where was he?
He was a free agent. He got cut by Denver on just kind of a... The last 5 years, he's been one of the two or three best safeties in football. Last year was a little bit of down year for him, and Denver just released him and kind of a cost saving and we're going to be bad for a bit move. And so he was just sitting out there waiting. He was a free agent, so he signed like a 1 year deal, kind of a proven deal for, I think, $8 million. And quietly, Atlanta now probably has the two best safety combos in the NFL with Jesse Bates. And I know that he's not the same player that he was, but you still have a very, very good player playing besides Bates. And you got Judon, who, again, if he's healthy, is a very, very good edge rusher. He's not in that same elite cast of those guys we talked about, but Atlanta sneakily got a lot better on defense the last 2 days.
How do we feel about Aiden Hutchinson?
Very good.
Because he's only 47th. That seems low.
That does seem low.
He's very, very good. He just is, again...
What's the knock on him?
He just isn't quite... He doesn't quite finish the way some of those other guys do.
Yeah.
He
can disappear?
Well, he's just a motor guy, and he's a relentless effort, but sometimes it doesn't necessarily result in finishes. So he is that next tier of pass rushers. And by the way, there is nothing wrong with being, the 47th best player?
47.
But if you're talking about the best edge rushers in football, and you're talking about Myles Garrett, yeah, you're talking about Micah Parsons, you're talking about Bosa, and I think you throw Crosby in that list, and I think you got TJ Watt, and I don't think I'm missing any of the truly elite guys.
Yeah, he's
guys.
Got tough competition, but
yeah,
he's still awesome.
And then you go down to that next group of guys, and now you're into the Josh Allens, although he hyphenated his name now. He's Allen or something Allen. But now you're into the Allens of the world. Now you're into the Aiden Hutchinson, who, again, are dominant players. And by the way, they can continue to get better. Maybe in a year we're talking about them in the same way we are those edge guys. But you're talking about now the difference between like Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert. And right now, Hutchinson is a Justin Herbert kind of player and needs to have a couple more years and keep getting better, and then you'll see him talked about in that same way.
All right, we got a little bogged down there. We cannot get to the club without talking about Notre Dame swimming. Mm-hmm. And what they were doing.
I personally thought it was fantastic.
Because what they are doing, yeah, I do too.
I loved it.
This stuff is like, I get you can't do this.
Yes.
Okay? But at the same time, everybody does this.
100%.
That's next on The Fan. All right, coming up next in the club, we'll tell you who plays John Madden in a new biopic.
I'm going with The Rock, I'm telling you.
It's not The Rock.
Why not?
It's
if
not
Kate Blanchett can play Bob Dylan, why can't The Rock be John Madden?
Wait, what?
Yeah, she played Bob Dylan in something. The new one, the new biopic coming out is Timothy Chalamet, which I'm way fired up about. But yeah, Kate Blanchett, a while back, I don't remember what it was, but there was a movie about Bob Dylan and she played Bob Dylan.
What the hell?
I'll look it up. But yeah, she played Bob Dylan.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So my point is,
well, I don't pretend to know what casting directors, like I feel like, you know how sometimes people are like, oh, I could do your job, Rob. Like, okay, let's hear it, you little bitch. Because I guarantee you can't. I know you think you can, but you can't. Casting directors are the same. It's like, oh my God.
I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch.
What the hell?
Kate Blanchett played
She looks just like him. See, this is why casting director, I would never say, because when you, okay, so I'm going to make a prediction. When you find out who is playing John Madden, if you haven't already looked it up, you're going to flip out. It makes no sense. But at the same time, it will probably be great, and it's probably a really genius cast. It's just, I think we got to steer clear of ripping on cast. Like, everybody thinks they can cast a movie,
yeah,
right? Like, oh, that guy shouldn't play that. Oh, you don't know a half a thing about what goes into casting a movie, you idiot. Those people make a lot of money to do that.
Yep.
And they know what they're doing.
I don't know. I've never seen this movie. I just remember at the time being like, wait, who's playing Bob? Who's playing Bob Dylan? Kate Blanchett.
That still to me is a little weird. But is it good? Does she do a good job?
I don't know. Like, I've never seen it. I don't even know what it's about. I don't think it's specifically. It's not. I don't think it's a Bob Dylan like biopic. Like the one coming out called Unknown. That's the one coming out this year, and that's Timothée Chalamet. No offense to Kate Blanchett, but I'm a little more excited about watching play Bob Dylan.
If you're saying that she played Bob Dylan in just a bit part of some show, or you know, that's different than you made it sound like they cast her as it's about Bob Dylan and she is.
She is on the poster as Bob Dylan smoking a cigarette. I just don't know. I never saw the movie. It says ruminations on the life of Bob Dylan, where six characters embody a different aspect of the musician's life and work. So it is about Bob Dylan, but maybe it's like a,
she plays like maybe the female side of Bob Dylan.
I don't know.
But the lesbian side? I don't know.
She plays Bob Dylan. So you're not going to shock me with who's playing John Madden when she plays Bob Dylan.
Okay. Anyway, that's in the club. Notre Dame swimming. You didn't think we'd talk about them today, but we're going to talk about them because they have suspended their men's swimming team, the entire team. And they did it now because they want kids that want to transfer.
For the year, not for a couple meets.
Yeah, they're done this year.
Yeah. And so they want kids to be able to transfer out, so they did it now, and they let them know that they're canceling. And what they did, they did not pee in the pool too much.
I bet you they did pee in the pool.
What?
Even the Olympic swimmers say they pee in the pool.
They created their own sports book.
Yeah.
And basically,
for just themselves, though.
For just them, yeah. They would set up their own over-unders for their races.
Yeah.
And place bets on their over-unders.
What's wrong with that?
Wonderful.
I think it's awesome.
Although, it's kind of lame to say, I'm going to bet the over on my teammate.
Yeah.
Because he sucks.
Yeah, but look, if you gave me this, when I was in college, like, I had running backs that I hated. If you were like, hey, do you think he's going to run for more than 50 yards? I'd be like, hell no. A white kid back there ain't running for crap. I would have 100% been a part of this, by the way. 100.
Me too.
Yes.
And I'm guessing this goes on a lot. Like, you're betting on your own. It's amongst your inner circle of your team, and you're only betting on your own outcome in an individual sport.
Yeah, and it's fun and just kind of, you know.
See, that's where the reports indicate it wasn't super fun, that it got very toxic on the group thread and was creating some division in the team because people were ticked off at each other.
Then
and
don't be a loser.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying what I heard in the report.
Suk says, don't be a loser.
Yeah. Dude, go to Russia and be a loser. We're winners. We're Americans. You're swimming at Notre Dame, for God's sakes. Dude, grow a pair and get in the pool and swim faster. And if you don't like that I'm betting on you to finish at a worse time, prove me wrong. Go out and swim. But what probably happened was someone set the over-under at like 19 seconds. They were like, you're an ass. I'm going to do it. And you're like, dude, there's no way you're going to do that. You suck. And then you go out and swim like a 22. And I look at you and I'm like, I told you, dumbass, that you weren't going to finish very fast. And then that person gets butthurt. No one who won money or won races is pissed. This is all about the losers that we're getting bet against.
But you're right. There is an element of like, hey, this is motivation.
Yes.
Within the team. Kind of a weird way to do it. But
yeah. They also said that, and this is what I didn't like in the probe. They said they were suspended for the sports book and other nefarious activities. I want to know what the other nefarious activities were. I didn't like that vague thing. Tell me the deets. Maybe that was peeing in the pool. Or peeing on someone in the shower, which again I find perfectly acceptable.
It's quite, what are you gonna do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know.
It's quite hilarious. And it's, by the way, it's minimum 1 year. They're saying that this could continue. Grow up, Notre Dame. I don't like this.
Yeah. Well, they suspended him for a year. And then they'll be back.
I so wish that me and my buddies back in the day would have been clever enough to come up with this. We could have bet on weight room stuff.
Yeah.
We could have bet on lifts. We could have bet. I guarantee during winter conditioning that we would have been betting on which lineman was the slowest, which one had the worst body fat percentage. Guarantee that would have been.
Like, which one's going to commit the next penalty, the next personal foul, the next 100%. False start.
You know, because every year we had to do the body comp test, and we would always make fun of that one. You're like, hey, who's the fattest guy? We're like, I guarantee you're like 27. Oh, this would have been I'm so pissed I can't go back in time and gamble on this stuff.
I have a question pertaining to that. If you were, okay, so let's go back to BYU.
Yeah.
You're the center.
Mm-hmm.
if you had a financial incentive,
yeah,
a decent, I'm not saying like riches,
yeah,
but a decent financial incentive to mm-hmm. never commit a penalty,
yeah,
could you do it?
No.
You couldn't?
And not be, and, well, I could do it, but I'd be a bad player.
So, so you could do it.
I could, but
you
I would
just be, wouldn't.
There's no way I could be effective.
Right.
I would get beat. I'd get beat a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to.
Yeah.
You have to hold.
Yep.
And you're going to get called for a few of those.
Yes. There's no, the only way, if you said, the best way to be a bit, like if you put a gun to my head and said, I can't commit a penalty, I would get benched because it would just be, I would be a disaster. Like you just, one, I mean, offsides and stuff like that do happen. Like you flinch and you can't control that stuff. And then holding penalties and like illegal blocks and things like that. That just is part of being aggressive. The only way I could do that is the moment I started to get beat on any play would be to just let the guy go and let him run by me. I'd be an awful player. So, I mean, you could.
So you could do it.
It would affect your play.
But you'd get benched.
Yeah, or just
but then you'd have a fat wallet.
You'd have a really, really crappy game. I was going to say, as a center, if you told me, could I fix a game? The answer to that question is 100% yes.
As the center?
Oh, I'd be one of the easiest players on the field to shave points or affect a game.
What would you do?
Fumble snaps.
Bad snap. Low snap, high snap. No. You don't snap the ball and the rest of the line goes on one.
The easiest thing we would do is that if we... And obviously, I couldn't help us score points. But if we were up by a bunch or we were in danger of covering the spread, simple. On third down, I roll one back to the quarterback, put it over his head, and then we're either
Were you in gun a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that makes it a little easier.
No, dude, under the center would actually be even easier.
Well, yeah, you just fumbled before you...
Just fumbled.
But if he's in gun, you can throw that thing.
Yeah, but that may look a little weird, and you never know. Athletic quarterbacks can go out and get those. I can't guarantee you a fumble. I mean, I guess I could, but it would be like it would be suspicious. Because in order for me to guarantee you a fumble on a shotgun
in a gun,
it would have to be so horrific that you'd be like, "Whoa." Like
what is going on?
Something weird
is
there.
How many times have they let you fumble a snap before they'd bench your ass?
Well, that Oregon kid in the bowl game had like 13 of them. It was atrocious. But honestly, after three fumbled snaps,
you've got money on this.
Yeah, something's up. Especially because I don't, you know,
get over here.
I had never done that before, but and it didn't matter. We got blown out, but we were playing. I do remember it was soul sucking, and to this day, I claim it's not my fault, but it may have been. Oh, we were playing, and I don't remember a lot of details of games I'll blur together, but I remember we were playing Virginia. That was the really good running back. Went and played a bunch of years in the NFL.
Thomas Jones.
Yeah, it was Thomas Jones. He kicked our ass. But we were losing by a bunch, and we got the ball like on the 1 yard line, and we were going to punch it in 1 or 2 yard line, and goal line play, and we fumbled the snap, and they picked it up and ran it all the way back. And I was laying, because when you fumble a snap like that, you're just laying in a pile of people, right? So it's just...
So you fumble it and you go sorting through to try to get it.
Yeah, and it's just a mass humanity of people. And then all of a sudden, I just hear the crowd go eerily quiet and then groan. And I look up and there's just a Virginia kid just running. Took it 90, whatever, you know, wherever we were at, the 2, the 3, the 1, whatever. And he ran... He ran it all the way back.
Way to go.
And I remember just sitting there at the bottom of the pile, and then like one of the Virginia players was like, "Nice snap, fat ass." And I was like, "Yeah, I
know." Yeah. You got
there's
me.
Nothing you can say.
Yeah. Like,
then you come off the sidelines and it's like, "Hey, what happened?" And you're like, "I don't know. I think it was the quarterback."
I have kind of always wondered how centers are so good with the ball when their hands are all taped up and stuff.
Yeah, it can be a little funky.
It looks like you would fumble more than you do.
You spray some crap on your hand. And it does happen. Bad weather and all that stuff. Then other times you just like you get that bowl game where it was the Oregon backup center. I forget what that kid's name was. I felt so bad for him. I'm not kidding. He probably had 13 to 15 bad snaps in that game. Like he single-handedly tanked that. And that was that monster comeback. Remember in the second half, TCU came back from like,
oh, you're talking about that Alamo bowl game.
30 to nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 30 to nothing. And TCU came back and won. Look,
that's right.
I feel bad for that kid, but if you wanted to do an investigation into like what was going on, that was one man single-handedly being like, "Yeah, we ain't scoring in this half." Like we're a center can affect a game more than maybe any other player. Not that's not the quarterback.
31-0.
It's 31-0 and they lost.
Dude, right? It was 31-0 and they lost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we give that enough?
Gary Patterson changed his shirt at halftime.
It's one of the great, like, well, and that's
got to be like the.
It's not a, I mean, that's a collapse. It's a what are the, so they're up 31.
31-0.
What was the final score?
47-41.
Okay.
So they went to overtime, right?
They scored 10 points. I would love I would love for someone to go back, because I know it wasn't the starter, it was a backup, to know how many bad snaps that he had, because it was a lot.
Well, and the quarterback got knocked out of the game too, which didn't help. Jeff Locke was back there unable to do really anything.
It was not good.
Jeff Locke played in that game?
Yeah. He had to, because I think Vernon Adams got knocked out.
Yeah. Hell of a thing, man. Hell of a game.
Yeah, Matt Hegarty.
Yeah. Deals in center. Centers have big hands. That's why Suk does radio. Absolutely. Little mitts.
What? Centers, yeah. You couldn't make it in the NFL because of your small little cabbage hands.
Small hands smells like cabbage. A lot of centers do have big beefy paws. I do not. I got little.
All right. Who will play John Madden in the biopic? Next, Club 1080 on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.